With SRN News, I'm John Scott. More than 4,200 people have been displaced from villages in South Lebanon by clashes on the border with Israel. Countries, including the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Germany, have warned their citizens to leave Lebanon. Meanwhile, President Biden says the first round of humanitarian aid should be arriving in Gaza this weekend.
The president says once part of a highway is repaved near the crossing between Egypt and Gaza, the first 20 trucks with aid will come across the border. He said the Israelis and the president of Egypt signed off on that agreement. Mr. Biden wants to provide help to innocent Palestinians caught in the fighting between Hamas terrorists and Israel.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Also at SRNNews.com, the current crisis in the Middle East has the potential to disrupt global oil supplies and push prices higher.
The head of the International Energy Agency says the Israel-Hamas war is definitely not good news for oil markets already stretched by cutbacks on oil production from Saudi Arabia and Russia. Fatih Birol says if the conflict pushes prices higher, developing countries that import oil and other fuels would be the most affected. Mike Summers, president and CEO of the American Petroleum Institute, criticizes President Joe Biden's policies restricting new oil leases. Summers says the U.S. should learn from the 1973 energy crisis and that American oil and gas are needed now more than ever. Donna Water, Washington.
Republicans have dropped Jim Jordan as their nominee for House Speaker in a private meeting. This comes after Jordan failed Friday in a third try for the Speaker's gavel. But Jordan lost ground as opposition deepened. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 203 points, the NASDAQ losing 165 points. This is SRN News. Christians in Chad are being watchful.
The Central African nation is about half Muslim, half Christian, and the two communities have been coexisting peacefully for a long time. But one pastor tells Aid to the Church in Need that a number of young Muslims are being trained as imams in neighboring Sudan and are coming home to Chad preaching radicalism and violence. Chad is sandwiched between other nations where Muslim terrorism is running rampant. There are fears it will cross the border. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A court in Amsterdam has sentenced a Polish-Canadian national to 2 months in prison for projecting a message alluding to the anti-Semitic conspiracy theory onto the Anne Frank House Museum. Robert Wilson was charged with using a laser projector in the February incident. Prosecutors say Wilson was a prominent member of the neo-Nazi Goyim Defense League. This is SRN News. The upcoming United States winter looks likely to be a bit low on snow and extreme cold outbreaks.
Federal forecasters are predicting the north to get warmer than normal and the south wetter and stormier. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Thursday winter outlook predicts a strong El Nino will heavily moderate and change the storm tracks of what America is likely to face from December to February. Most of the country is predicted to be warmer than normal, with that warmth stretching north from Tennessee, Missouri, Nebraska, and Nevada, along with nearly all of California. Keith Peters reporting.
A federal judge who previously overturned California's three-decade-old ban on assault weapons did it again. District Judge Roger Benitez has ruled that the state's attempts to prohibit sales of semi-automatic guns violates the constitutional right to bear arms. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.